Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. 弟兄姐妹们下午好。It's always a privilege and humbling experience to come to you. 对我来说是一个非常谦卑的机会能够来到我们中间。And I flew to Seattle Wednesday evening.
在星期三下午我飞到西雅图。
And my flight was delayed.
我的飞机晚点了。
But this delay is a little different from any other delay.
但这次晚点跟其他的时间不一样。
The incoming flight was from Cancun, Mexico.
因为进来的飞机是从墨西哥的坎昆过来的。
From Cancun to Houston, you have to go over the Gulf of Mexico.
因为从墨西哥的坎昆到休斯顿要经过墨西哥湾。
And the flight delayed like 20 minutes out of Cancun.
在 Cancun 的时候那个飞机晚点了20分钟。
And usually pilot can make up, that 20 minute delay, no problem.
一般的情况下在飞行的途中可以把这20分钟补回来。
But this flight was different. It lost even more time during the flight.
但这次不一样在飞行的过程当中呢它又晚了更多。
So when this flight came to Houston, it's about an hour late.
所以到了休斯顿的时候就晚点了一个小时。
Because the pilot flew around a tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico.
因为这个飞行员必须要绕过在热带的在墨西哥湾里的热带风暴。
And that tropical storm is now a hurricane.
现在这个热带的风暴已经形成了一个飓风。
Called Harvey.
叫做 飓风 Harvey.
And this hurricane will land in Gulf Coast tomorrow.
并且这个飓风 Harvey, 要明天在墨西哥湾登陆。
And the Bible study tonight in Houston was canceled.
所以今天晚上在休斯顿的读经聚会要取消了。
And middle school activity tomorrow also is canceled.
明天初中组的活动也取消了。
And so if you remember, I ask you to keep the saints in Houston, Austin in your prayer.
所以请弟兄姐妹们也纪念在休斯顿在奥斯汀的弟兄姐妹们。
And this conference, the topic is the foundation stones of the sound gospel.
我们这次聚会的主题是纯正福音的基石。
And before we start, we will start with some Bible reading. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3 verse 1.
我们要一同来读一些圣经加拉太书第一章
Galatians chapter 3 verse 1
加拉太书第三章第一节
You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified? This is the only thing I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith?
无知的加拉太人呐，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？我只要问你们一件：你们受了圣灵，是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢
？Chapter 3, verse 6 and 7.
第三章六到七节。
Even so, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Therefore, be sure.That it is those who are of faith who are sons of Abraham.
正如亚伯拉罕信神就算为他的义。所以你们要知道那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Chapter 3 verse 10.
第三章十节。
For as many are of the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, curse is everyone who does not abide by All things written in the book of the law to perform them.
凡以行律法为本的都是被咒诅的因为经上记着凡不照律法书所记一切之事去行的就被咒诅。
Verse 13 and 14.
13节14节。
Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written,Curse is everyone who hangs on a tree, in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，原文或者是成了咒诅，就使我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因耶稣基督可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
Chapter 4 Verse 1
第四章一节
Through 7
到第七节。
Now I say, as long as the heir is a child, he does not differ at all from a slave, although he is owner of everything, but he is under guardians and managers until the day set by the Father. So also we, while we were children, were held in bondage under the elemental things of the world. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God.
我说那承受产业的，虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候，却与奴仆毫无分别，乃是在师父和管家的手下，只等到他父亲预定的时候来到。我们为孩童的时候，要受管于世俗小学之下，也是如此。以至十日后满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。你们既为儿子，神就差遣他儿子的灵进入我们心中，呼叫阿巴父。可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you so much again. We can come before you.
父亲，我们感谢你，我们再能够再一次来到你的面前。
We're so grateful that we heard that it pleased you to reveal your Son in us.
我们何等的欢喜快乐，听见你乐意把你的儿子启示在我们里边。
Therefore, this afternoon, our heart is to pray that you create that willingness in our heart as well.
所以今天下午我们的祷告是你在我们心中创造那个渴慕。
Create that willingness to know Christ.
让我们愿意能够认识基督。
To create that desire to go on with the Lord.
让我们里边创造那个渴慕要跟我们主同行。
No one can do this except the Holy Spirit.
除了圣灵之外，没有人能做这样的工作。
Therefore we come to you in oneness to pray.
我们在合一当中来到你面前祷告。
And declare apart from thee, we can do nothing.
我们要宣告除了你工作，我们不能做什么。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
This weekend we will be sharing on the book of Galatians.
这个周末我们一同来交通加拉太书。
It's very important to know the heart of the author in order to understand the book he wrote.
我们要了解这个作者的心，才能够更多的明白这本书。
Now if we look at the life of Paul, especially his ministry life.
我们要看见保罗的生命，特别是他服侍的生命。
He served the Lord for 33 years.
他服侍主33年。
And these 33 years can be divided into three parts.
这三年可以分成三个，33年可以分成三个阶段。
And each part was exactly 11 years.
每个阶段呢是正好11年。
He spent the first 11 years in three places.
他的头11年是在第三个地方。
The Arabia wilderness, Damascus, and Tarsus.
是在阿拉伯的旷野，是在大马士革和他是是大树。
We don't know too much about this 11 years.
我们对这十一年当中并不是很有很多的了解。
God has hidden those 11 years from us.
因为神把这十一年对我们来说是隐藏的。
Then his second 11 years was very glorious.
但是第二个11年是非常荣耀的。
And Paul completed 3 mission trips.
因为在这11年当中, 保罗完成了3次的布道旅行。
Established many local churches in Asia.
在亚细亚建立了许多的当地的教会。
He was very, very fruitful during those times.
在这段时间当中, 他的服事非常有果效。
Just give an example in Thessalonica.
我们举个例子, 在帖撒罗尼迦,
Paul spent exactly 3 weeks in this city.
保罗在那边待了刚好3个礼拜。
It's a city, it's a capital of Macedonia.
这个地方是, 马其顿的首府。
And during the day, Paul was making tents with his co-workers.
在白天的时候, 保罗和他的同工们支搭帐篷。
And he preached gospel during the weekends and during the nights.
在晚上和周末的时候, 他宣讲福音。
In only 3 weeks, Paul and his co-workers turned the city of Thessalonica upside down.
仅仅3个礼拜的时间, 保罗和他的同工们使帖撒罗尼迦整个城市翻转过来。
You probably cannot find another case that a missionary has more productivity in 3 weeks than Paul in Thessalonica.
我们可能在历史当中找不见 任何的传教士能够在3个礼拜像保罗在帖撒罗尼迦所做的工作。
But just as Paul entered into the most productive time of his life,
但是当保罗进入他的生命当中最有果效的时候,
God put him in the prison.
神把他放在监狱里。
Then he spent his last 11 years in prison.
所以他的最后的11年是在监狱里边度过的。
Now we might ask, What's the purpose for this last 11 years?
我们可能会问, 这最后11年的目的是什么?
I can think of 2.
我可以想到2点。Today
we have Ephesians.
今天我们有以弗所书,
Colossians.
我们有加拉太书,
Philemon.
我们有腓立门书,
Philippians.
有腓立比书,
1st and 2nd Timothy's.
有提摩太前后书,
and Titus.
有提多书,
All these books are written, were written in the prison.
所有这些书信都是在监狱里写成的。
I can think of another reason.
我可以想到另外一个原因。Paul
preached the word of the cross.
保罗宣讲十字架的道理。And
he also lived the word of the cross.
他也活出十字架的道理。He
preached the word of the cross in second 11 years.
所以在第二个11年当中, 他宣讲了十字架的道理。
And he lived the word of the cross in the last 11 years.
在他最后的11年当中, 他活出了十字架的经历。
So when Paul wrote the book of Galatians, it was at the peak of his ministry.
所以当保罗写到加拉太书的时候, 是他在他的服事当中的一个高峰。
Now that was a time right after his work in Ephesus.
是他刚好在以弗所书里边的服事结束了之后。
Now in 2 Corinthians, Paul reflect upon this period.
在哥林多后书里边, 保罗回顾了这段经历。
Then he said, a wide door for effective service has opened to me, and there are many adversaries.
他说, 因为有宽大又有功效的门, 为我打开了, 并且反对的极多。
You know, on one hand, God have opened a door wide for his services.
一方面神把一个宽大的门为他打开了。
On the other hand, he met many, many adversaries.
从另外一个方面, 他也遇见了许多反对的人。
It's during this time, Paul decided that he needed to go to Jerusalem via Macedonia.
所以是这个时候, 保罗决定他要到耶路撒冷去, 经过马其顿。
It was in Macedonia, he heard the news from Galatia.
在马其顿的时候, 他就听到了加拉太传来的消息。
Now some believers visit Galatia from Jerusalem.
因为从耶路撒冷有些信徒去访问加拉太。
Although they believe in Christ Jesus, but they are fervent for the law.
虽然他们信主耶稣基督, 但是他们对律法热心。
They told Galatians, it is very good you believe in Christ Jesus.
他们告诉加拉太的圣徒, 很好, 你们信了主耶稣。
But they have to be circumcised to be perfected.
但你们要完全的话，必须要受割礼。
In other words, if you want to be a Christian, you have to be a Jew first.
也换一句话说，你要成为基督徒，首先要成为犹太人。
Paul was very shocked by this news.
保罗对着这个消息非常的震惊。
Now he said, if I rebuild what I've once destroyed, I prove myself to be a transgressor.
他说，若是我要毁坏我素来所建造的，我要重新素来所毁坏的，我要重新建造，就证明我是一个罪人。
He wrote this book of Galatians with this spirit in him.
所以在这个灵里边，他写了加拉太书。
No, he wrote this book very differently from any other book.
这本书和其他他写的书都不一样。
He treats this matter as life and death.
因为他把这件事情看作是生与死的事情。
It was not about his own life. It's not about his own life.
并不是关于他自己的生命。
It was the life and death of the truth of the gospel.
乃是关于福音真理的生与死。
Now he started out this book very differently.
在这本书一开头的时候就跟其他书很不一样。
He actually tried to defend himself.
他开始的时候就为自己辩护。
He said, Paul, apostle, not sent from man, nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.
因为他说做使徒的保罗不是由于人也不是借着人乃是借着耶稣基督与那叫他从死里复活的父神。
Paul never started a book like that.
保罗从来没有这样开始他的
He never started a book defending himself.
他从来没有一开始的时候就为自己辩护。
Usually Paul will find reason to give thanks to the Lord on behalf of the saints.
一般来讲保罗都是为着这些圣徒们在神面前感谢。
But here Paul went straight to the point.
但这里边保罗一开始就开宗明义的讲。
I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel.
我稀奇你们这么快就离开了耶稣基督之恩召你们的去从别的福音。
Brothers and sisters, this book is not about Paul.
弟兄姐妹们，这本书不是关乎保罗的。
It was about the life and death of the truth of the gospel.
乃是关乎到福音真理的生与死。
So what is the truth of the gospel?
福音的真理是什么？
It is a person.
是一个人。
I still remember many, many years ago.
我还记得许多年之前。
I was giving a message in Houston.
我在休斯顿那边传讲一篇信息。
Now, after the message, then I saw our elderly brother came toward me.
信息结束之后，看见我们年长的弟兄向我走来。
It was very unusual.
是很特别的一个情况。
It didn't happen very often.
一般的情况下不会，年长弟兄不会过来。
I was getting a little bit nervous about it.
所以我里边有些紧张。
And a brother came over me and then he lowered his voice purposely.
所以当弟兄来到我面前的时候他故意把他声音放低。
So I guess he didn't want anybody else to hear what he was going to say to me.
所以我知道他不要其他人听见他要对我所说的话。
So he come close to me and laying close to my ear.
来到我面前的时候他离我的耳边很近。
Then he whispered something into my ear.
他小声对我的耳朵说一些话。
Then he said, Gospel is a person.
他说福音是一个人。
To my ears like thunder that day.
但是那天对我的耳朵来讲好像是雷鸣。
I knew this truth already.
我知道这个真理。
I heard it before.
我也听之前也听见过。
I heard Gospel is a person.
我知道福音是一个人。
But that day, when this gospel is a person was whispered into my ear.
但是那一天当这个小声福音是一个人传到我的耳朵里。
It's like someone just shine a spotlight on something to me.
好像是有一个人用灯光打在一件事物上来讲。
And this matter come to life.
这个事情就成为活的了。
Gospel is a person.
福音是一个人。
Is it true?
是真的吗?
How can anyone accept the gospel without accepting Christ?
能有任何人接受福音而不接受主耶稣基督吗？
Is it possible for anyone to accept gospel without accepting Christ?
如果一个人接受福音但不接受耶稣基督，这是可能的吗？
So gospel is not a set of doctrines.
所以福音不是一套真道理。
The gospel is a person.
福音是一个人。
And it becomes so vivid in my heart.
所以在我里边成为了一个活的。
You know, what is the truth?
什么是真理？
Jesus is the truth.
主耶稣基督是真理。
Gospel is a person.
福音是一个人。
So the truth of the gospel is Christ Jesus.
所以福音的真理就是耶稣基督。
No wonder Paul said in Galatians chapter 3 verse 1.
不怪，所以难怪保罗在加拉太书第一三章一节说，
You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified.
无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
How could anyone fool you when you have clearly seen Christ crucified?
当你已经清楚地看见主耶稣基督钉十字架，谁能够迷惑你呢？
The truth of the gospel began with Christ crucified.
福音的真理是借着耶稣基督钉十字架开始的。
You and I were saved because one day we saw in our heart Christ crucified.
我们之所以得救是因为有一天在我们的心里看见了耶稣基督钉十字架。
When Paul described the truth of the gospel, he knew the foundation of the gospel was Christ and the cross.
当保罗传讲福音的时候，他知道福音的根基是基督钉他钉十字架。
To know the Christ, we need revelations.
要认识基督，我们需要启示。
To experience the cross, we need the Holy Spirit.
要经历十字架，我们需要圣灵。
Therefore, we have these four foundation stones of the sound gospel.
因此，我们就看见了纯正福音有四个基石。
Austin Sparks said,There are two views of the whole universe.
斯百克弟兄说在这整个的宇宙当中有两种图画。
There is a view from the eternity perspective.
从永恒的观点来看。
If you look at the whole universe from eternal perspective, the center of the universe is Jesus Christ.
如果我们从永恒的观点来看这个整个宇宙，它的中心是耶稣基督。
If we know Christ Jesus, they allow us to know the Bible.
我们认识了耶稣基督，就认识了圣经。
If we know Christ, then the Bible to us is an open book.
我们认识了耶稣基督，圣经对我们来说就是一本敞开的书。
If we do not know Christ, the Bible is a closed book.
如果我们不认识基督，圣经就是一本封闭的书。
We heard last night,It pleased our Father to reveal His own Son in our heart.
昨天晚上我们听见父神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们里面。
So the problem is not with the Father.
所以问题不在于父。
The problem is with us.
问题在于我们里面。
Do we have the same willingness to know Christ?
我们是不是有这样一个愿望要认识基督？
How much we are willing to suffer to know Christ?
我们是不是愿意为着主耶稣基督受苦？
How much we are willing to give up to know Christ?
我们愿意，是不是愿意放弃一切来跟随主？
Paul said he suffered all things to know Christ.
保罗说他愿意放弃一切来跟随主。
If we have the same desire as Apostle Paul, we will know Christ.
如果我们像保罗一样有同样的心愿，我们可以认识基督。
And if you know Christ, then you will see Christ everywhere in the Bible.
如果我们认识了基督，我们就在圣经里边都能到处可以看见基督。
Paul said in Galatians, he did not seek the favor of man, and he did not want to please any man.
保罗这边告诉加拉太人说，我不是要得人心，我不是要讨人的喜悦。
Then you see Christ right in that verse.
因为你看见从那个经文里看见了基督。
You see, at no time our Lord Jesus, while he was on this earth, trying to please any single person.
因为你看见主耶稣基督在地上的时候，没有一个时刻他愿意讨人的喜悦。
Not even his own mother.
甚至不是他自己的母亲。
So you see Christ.
所以你看见了基督。
That's the first viewpoint, is from the eternity points of view.
所以这第一个观点是从永恒的观点来看世界。
But there is a second viewpoint.
但还有第二个观点。
The second viewpoint is from the viewpoint of redemptive works.
第二个观点是从救赎的工作来看。
You look at the standpoint of sin and all its effects.
看见了罪和它所带出的所有的功效。
From this viewpoint, the center of the whole universe is the cross.
所以从这个观点来看，我们看见整个宇宙的中心是十字架。
The second viewpoint set forth the terrible and glorious meaning of Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
第二个观点让我们看见了这个十字架它可怕但是却是荣耀的意义。
No wonder, Paul said, I determine to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
所以我们就不奇怪保罗为什么说我已经定义要在你们中间不知道别的只知道基督并他钉十字架。
I used to think this is an expression of Paul's humility.
我通常觉得这是保罗他自己谦卑的一个感觉。
But now I think differently.
但是现在我有不同的感觉。
Paul was saying there's nothing outside of Christ and crucified to talk about.
因为保罗在这里边告诉我们说除了基督并他钉十字架没什么其他可以讲。
If you know Christ, if you know Him crucified, you're not only able to explain the whole universe, you can explain the whole universe from two different perspectives.
如果你认识了基督并他钉十字架你不但可以解释整个宇宙并且你可以从两个观点来解释这个宇宙。
My responsibility in this conference is the cross.
我在这个特会当中所领受的负担是十字架。
So if Lord willing, the first message this afternoon is on the redemption of the cross.
如果是有许可，今天晚上我们第一堂的信息是重视在十字架的救赎上。
And the second time, we focus on the fellowship of the cross.
第二个信息我们要重点讲到十字架的交通。
The redemption of the cross is about what the cross has accomplished for us.
十字架的救赎主要是关乎于十字架为我们所成就了什么。
And the second message focuses on what the cross will accomplish in us.
第二个信息讲主要的重点是讲到十字架要在我们里边做成什么。
The first one focuses a little bit more on objective truth.
第一个主要是重点在于客观的真理。
And the second one,focus more on subjective experience.
第二个主要的重点是在一个主观的经历。
And the first message will primarily focus on chapter 3 and first part of chapter 4.
头一堂的信息主要集中在第三章和第四章的上半段。
And in this portion of the scriptures, we can see very, very clearly the cross redeems us from the law and bring us into grace.
在这些经文当中我们非常清楚地看见十字架把我们从律法当中救赎出来使我们带进恩典当中。
And there are three aspects of the law.
在律法这个方面有三个方面。
And the first one is the works of the law.
第一个是律法的工作。
行为。The second one is the curse of the law.
第二个是律法的咒诅。
The third one is the slaves of the law.
第三个是律法的奴仆。
The cross will redeem us from the works of the law to faith in Christ Jesus.
主耶稣基督的十字架要把我们从律法的行为当中拯救出来，进入信心。
The cross will redeem us from the curse of the law and bring us into the blessing of Abraham.
十字架要把我们从律法的咒诅当中拯救出来把我们带进亚伯拉罕的祝福。
The cross will redeem us from the slave of the law and bring us into adoptions as sons.
十字架要把我们从律法的奴仆当中拯救出来使我们得儿子的名分。
For young people, we can further simplify. The first one is from works to faith.
对于年轻人我们可以更简单的说第一个是从行为进到信心。
The second one is from curse to blessing.
第二个是从咒诅进到祝福。
And third one is from slaves into sons.
第三个是从奴仆进到儿子的名分。
Let's start from the first one, from the works of the law to faith in Christ Jesus.
第一个我们要谈到律法的，从律法的行为进到在耶稣基督里的信心。
Paul said to Galatians, "You foolish Galatians."
保罗对于加拉太人说，无知的加拉太人。
So what was the foolishness of Galatians?
加拉太人的无知在哪里？
Because they moved away from the foundation.
因为他们从这个根基上挪开了。
They were not ordinary Christians.
加拉太的信徒不是一般的信徒。
The Holy Spirit already enlightened the eyes of their heart.
因为圣灵已经点明了他们心中的眼睛。
They have seen Jesus Christ portrayed as crucified.
耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在他们的眼前。
Paul challenged them by saying, "Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith?"
所以保罗在这边向他们挑战：你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢
？Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh?
你们是这样的无知吗？既靠着圣灵入门，还靠着肉身成全吗
？Unlike Corinthians, Galatians.Were serious Christians.
不像哥林多的圣徒，在加拉太的圣徒，他们是非常认真的基督徒。
They want to be perfected.
因为他们追求完美。
But what could have bewitched these Galatians?
但是什么迷惑了这些加拉太的信徒？
They desire to go on with the Lord.
因为他们愿意跟与主同行。
They knew where they need to be.
他们也知道他们要达到的目的。
But they look at themselves and the reality of where they were.There was a gap.
但是他们看见他们当时的那个光景那个事实的时候，他们知道中间有个距离。
Isn't this our situation as well?
这不是我们也面对同样的情况吗？
We know where we need to be.
我们知道我们要达到的目标。
But we see where we are in reality.
但是在现实当中我们看见我们的光景。
And there is a gap there too.
在这中间也有个距离。
And here come the Judaizers.
所以在这边就这些犹太教的人就来到了。
They say, "We have a shortcut for you."
他们告诉他们，我们有一个捷径可以给你们。
We have a way for you to close this gap.
我们有一个方法让你们能够满足这个天平这个距离。
And it is something you can do.
是啊，并且是你可以做的。
You need to be circumcised.
你们需要受割礼。
If you are circumcised, then you are perfected.
如果你们受割礼，你们就完全了。
You are part of the elect.
你们就成为选民了。
Everything is done.
所以都是其他的事情都完成了。
This is greatest temptation for Galatians.
所以就对加拉太的信徒来讲是一个极大的试探。
Because you can do it.
因为他讲到你可以做。
Because the greatest temptation to our flesh is you can do it.
对我们肉体来说最大的试探就是你可以做。
You can do it is the message of this world.
这个世界所给我们的信息就是你能做。
How do we deal with?
我们怎样来对待这件事情呢
?Therefore, Apostle Paul pointing all the way back to Abraham.
所以保罗就把我们带到一直回到亚伯拉罕。
Because Abraham had the same problem.
因为亚伯拉罕也有同样的问题。
Because God had promised Abraham To be the father of many nations.
因为神应许亚伯拉罕要成为多国的父。
So Abraham knew where he needed to be.
所以亚伯拉罕知道他要达到的目标。
He needed to be the father of many nations.
他要成为多国的父。
But Abraham also knew where he was.
但是亚伯拉罕也知道他当时的光景。
He was childless.
他没有孩子。
That's an even bigger gap.
这是一个更大的一个鸿沟。
How can you be the father of many nations, then you don't have a son?
如果你没有儿子，你怎样成为多国的父呢？
It's a big gap.
这是一个巨大的鸿沟。
And God further said, it's not Eliezer.
但是同时神也告诉他不是以利谢。
Abraham thought, it was Eliezer.
亚伯拉罕开始想可能是以利谢。
God said no.
神说不是。
Then Abraham thought is Ishmael.
然后亚伯拉罕想可能是以实玛利。
And God again said no.
神又一次说不。
He had to be the son of Sarah.
必须是从撒拉生的。
Then Abraham had a problem.
然后亚伯拉罕就面对一个问题。
It's not Eliezer.
不是以利谢。
It's not Ishmael.
不是以实玛利。
He had to be the son of Sarah.
必须是从撒拉生的儿子。
Finally, God brought Abraham to a place.
最后神把亚伯拉罕带到一个地方。
And Abraham realized it's no longer Abraham.
让亚伯拉罕认识到不再是亚伯拉罕。
It's no longer I.
不再是我。
He understood.
他明白了。
It is impossible for him and Sarah.
他知道对于他和撒拉来讲这是一件不可能的事。
And this is the works of the cross.
这就是十字架的工作。
If we allow the cross to work this way in our heart, we will be set free.
如果我们愿意让十字架像这样在我们心里工作，我们就得到自由了。
Have you experienced this before the table?
你在饼杯桌子面前有这样的经历吗？
When you come to the table,
当我们来到主的桌子面前的时候，
You're ready to give praises to the Lord.
你心里边要向主发出赞美。
And Satan came along.
撒旦来到你的面前。
And remind you that you have not been reading the Bible all week.
他提醒你这一周都没有读圣经。
He reminds you, you have not spent time with the Lord.
他也提醒你，你没有花时间跟主亲近。
He reminds you that you have significant argument with your spouse.
他提醒你，你和你的配偶有一次大的争吵。
He reminds you that you worry about many, many other things than the Lord.
他也提醒你，你在许多的事情上忧心，不是关乎主。
He reminds you that the temptations that you receive during the weeks.
他也提醒你在这一周当中所进入的试探。
Then you all of a sudden, you lose all the freedoms.
所以突然间你就失去了自由。
You don't have freedom to praise the Lord.
你失去了赞美主的自由。
You are placed in a bondage.
你就被恶辖制起来。
So how do I deal with that?
我们怎样来对付这样的事情呢？
We need to tell Satan this.
我们要向告诉撒旦。
It is no longer I.
不再是我。
It's not about me.
不是关乎于我。
Today, when I come to the Lord's table, it's not about anything I have ever done or I have not done.
今天我来到主的桌子面前，不是在乎我所做的或者是没有做的事情。
Everything you said about me is true.
你所对我说的这些事情可能都是事实。
But the fact that I'm here is not about me.
但是我在这里事实上不是在乎于我。
It's about the work of Christ on the cross.
乃是基督在十字架上的工作。
As long as you can respond this way,
如果我们这样来回答撒旦，
the cross will set you free.
十字架要使你自由。
Abraham did not focus on himself.
亚伯拉罕没有把目光的 焦点放在自己身上。
Bible says, even so, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
圣经告诉我们说，正如亚伯拉罕信神，就算为他的义。
Instead of relying on works, Abraham relying on faith.
亚伯拉罕没有靠着行为，乃是靠着信心。
This is the truth of the gospel.
这是福音的真理。
What is faith?
信心是什么呢？
Abraham said to the Lord,
亚伯拉罕对主说，
Will a child be born to a man 100 years old, and will Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?
100 岁的人还能生孩子吗？撒拉已经90岁了，还能生养吗？
With man, this is impossible.
对人来说这是不可能的。
This is the beginning of the faith.
这是信心的开始。
Actually, this is the first half of the faith.
实际上这是信心的一半，第一半。
First half of the faith is with man, it is impossible.
第一个部一半是在人来说是不可能的。
And there's second half of the faith.
但是对信心当中还有第二，另外一半。
And second half is with God, all things are possible.
在神凡事都能，这是第二部分。
Now God has a purpose for each of us.
神在我们每个人身上都有个目的。
But with man, it's impossible for this purpose to be fulfilled.
但是就人来讲，这个目的在我们身上达到是不可能的。
We cannot achieve God's purpose by works of the law.
我们不能靠着律法的行为来完成神的目的。
However, if you conclude that it's no longer I,
但是如果我们已经确定不再是我。
Then the Holy Spirit will take over.
圣灵就要接管过来。
This is the redemptive works of the cross.
这是十字架救赎的工作。
It bring us into a realization that it is no longer I.
好，把我们带进一个认识，就是不再是我。
So the Holy Spirit can impart the life of Christ in us.
圣灵就可以把主耶稣基督的生命分赐给我们。
So we do not have to look at circumstances.
所以我们不需要再看见这些环境。
We do not need to look up. We do need to look up to Christ on the cross.
但是我们需要看见在十字架上的基督。
Everything has been accomplished on the cross.
因为在十字架上主已经完成了一切。
The cross redeemed us from the works of the law into faith in Christ Jesus.
因为十字架把我们从律法的行为当中拯救出来，使我们进入耶稣基督的信心。
The second aspect.
第二个方面。
From the curse of the law to the blessing of Abraham.
要从律法的咒诅当中进入亚伯拉罕的祝福。
Verse 10 in chapter 3.
在第三章十节。
For as many as are the works of the law are under a curse.
凡以律法行律法为本的都是被咒诅的。
And verse 10 continue to say, everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law will be cursed.
因为第三章接着说，因为经上记着，凡不照常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。
Please read this carefully.
我们要认真的来读这节经文。
Does not abide by all things.
这里边说到，凡不常照律法书所记一切之事去行的。
If you know the logic, this means if you violate just one law, then you violate all laws.
如果你知道这里边的逻辑，也就是说你犯了律法当中的一条，你就犯了全部的律法。
And verse 11.
第十一节。
But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God.
没有人在神的眼中借着律法能够称义的。
And you put these two verses together.
当我们把这两节经文放在一起的时候，
then we were in big trouble.
我们就知道我们有很大的麻烦。
We have to abide by all the laws.
我们必须守律法上所记的一切之事。
But Bible said no one can be justified.
但是圣经告诉我们说，没有人可以因着行律法称义。
So we are under this curse that we cannot get out of.
所以我们就在这个律法的咒诅之下，我们没有办法逃脱出来。
So it is so hard to abide by laws.
因为遵行这个律法是很难的。
Maybe you think that it's because there are too many.
因为你可能想这是太律法的条款太多了。
But brothers and sisters, how many law Adam has to abide?
但弟兄姐妹们，亚当要遵守的是多少条律法呢？
Just one.
只有一个。
Adam has one law to abide.
亚当当时只有一条律法去遵守。
And did Adam abide by that one law?
亚当遵行了这个律法吗？
For any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die.
因为神告诉他说，园中所有的树上的果子你都可以随意吃。
There is only one law.
只有这一条律法。
And this law is about life and death.
但这个是关乎生与死的。
If there is only one law for you to abide, and this law is life and death to you,
如果那边只有一条律法，这条律法是关乎生与死的。
Can't you abide by it?
你可以遵行吗？
I think we all think we can, right?
我们都会说我们可以。
I know that you have a law that you cannot use cell phone while driving. Cannot use cell phone while driving.
我们知道这边有一条法律是你开车的时候不能用电话。
I don't know how many of you abide by that law.
我们不知道多少人你们遵行了这条律法。
It's not alive and death.
这不是关乎生死的。
But if there is a law, there's only one law that is life and death, can you abide by the law?
但是如果只有一条律法是关乎生死的，你可以遵行吗？
Adam couldn't.
亚当不能。
Wonder if I be able to see Adam someplace.
有一天我们可在某些地方可以看见亚当。
I'm going to challenge him.
我要向他挑战。
I said, Adam, how could you?
我要说亚当你怎么不能呢？
You know, if you can just abide by that one law, you can save us a whole bunch of troubles.
如果你只遵循了那一条律法，你就省了我们许多的麻烦。
But he couldn't.
但是他不能。
He couldn't abide by that one law.
他不能遵守那唯一一条的律法。
How can you abide 10 laws?
你怎么能够遵循十条律法呢？
Now even they violate the Ten Commandments before they receive the Ten Commandments.
他们甚至在接受到十诫之前就已经违反了十诫。
If you cannot abide by 10 laws, how can you abide 613?
如果你不能遵守十条律法，你怎么可能遵守613条律法呢？
Brothers and sisters, man cannot abide by the law.
弟兄姐妹们，人没有办法遵守。
Then we are under the curse of the law.
我们在律法的咒诅之下。
If the law of Moses is covenant, it's a covenant between God and the people.
这摩西的律法是神和人之间所立的一个约。
And this covenant was signed by both sides.
这个约是两方都签了字。
Therefore, if they obey the law, they are blessed.
如果他们遵循了律法，他们就得到了祝福。
If they disobey the law, they are cursed.
如果他们违背了律法，他们就得到咒诅。
It was a covenant signed by both sides.
是一个两方都签了字的约。
Therefore, if we disobey, if we did not abide by the law, we are under a curse.
如果我们违反了律法，我们没有遵守律法，我们在律法的咒诅之下。
So we are in big trouble, basically.
所以基本上来讲，我们都进入了这个麻烦。
But thank God, there is something else.
但是感谢神，因为还有其他的。
There is something else beside the law.
因为在律法之外还有。
You know that the covenant, the old covenant is not the first covenant.
你知道这个旧约并不是第一个约。
Do you know that?
大家知道吗?
The covenant is the second covenant. The old covenant is second covenant.
旧约乃是第二个约。
And there is an older covenant.
在这之前还有一个更古老的约。
And the older covenant was between God and Abraham.
这个更古老的约是在亚伯拉罕和神之间立的。
It was written in Genesis 15.
是在创世纪第15章记载。
When the God promised Abraham to become the father of many nations.
当神应许亚伯拉罕要成为多国的父子的时候。
And also promised Abraham a land and a seed.
他在那边应许亚伯拉罕有一个地业并且有一个后裔。
And his descendants,Will be as many as stars in heaven.
他的后裔要像天上的星那样多。
And Abraham said,
亚伯拉罕说,
How may I know that I will possess it?
我怎么能够知道我能够得这些产业呢?
Abraham wants something in writing.
亚伯拉罕要把这些事情写在纸上。
God asked Abraham to bring animals.
所以神就让亚伯拉罕带一些动物来。
A heifer, a goat,And ram, and turtle dove, and pigeons.
有包括像母牛、像绵羊、像山羊、像斑鸠、像猪鸽。
And God asked Abraham to cut those animals in two halves.
他让亚伯拉罕把这些动物都分成劈成两半。
Put one half on one side, and the other half on the other side.
一半放在一边，另外一半放在另外一边。
So you have half of heifer, you have half of a goat, you have half of a ram on left hand side.
所以你在这边有一半的母牛，一半的母山羊，一半的公山羊。
On the other side, you have the other half of heifer, the other half of goat, the other half of the ram.
所以在另外一边呢，你有另外一半的母牛，另外一半的公绵羊和另外一半的母山羊。
So there is a pathway between the two pieces.
在这两片中间有一条路。
That was the way a covenant was made at the time.
在那个时候，这个约是这样立的。
So the two sides that want to sign the covenant will pass through the animals.
所以这两方要在这个约签字的时候，要经过这些祭牲。
It meant if we violate the covenant, we will be like those animals.
这意思就是说，如果有人违反了这个约，他就要成为像这些动物一样。
Now when the sun was going down.
当日落的时候
A deep sleep fell upon Abraham.
亚伯拉罕沉沉地睡了。
And behold, terror and great darkness fell upon him.
忽然有惊人的大黑暗临到他的身上。
It means very much to me this story.
这个故事对我来讲意味着非常的深刻。
Especially this terror and great darkness.
特别是这个惊人的大黑暗。
I never forget about the terror and the great darkness.
我没有办法忘记这个惊人的大黑暗。
It was more than 30 years ago.
大概是30年之前。
More than 30 years ago.
是超过30年之前。
And at, during the time, we were studying the Genesis together with our older brother.
那个时候我们和我们年长的弟兄们一同来读创世纪。
And we start with Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
我们开始从创世纪第一章第一节开始。
So every Sunday evening, we just got together and study the Genesis.
每个星期天的主日的下午，我们晚上我们一同来读创世纪。
And then we read a portion of the scriptures, and until the time is up, then we stop where we left off.
所以我们就读，然后呢，下一次从那个时候再从下一节再开始。
The next time we come together and continue.
下一次来的时候我们再开始重新。
And our brother had this habit.
我们弟兄姐妹们都非常高兴。
No.Brother has this habit.
我们的弟兄有个习惯。
He likes to review.
他愿意复习。
So the second time, we'll start with Genesis 1-1 and we continue.
所以第二次的时候，我们要再从创世纪第一章第一节开始，然后一直往下读。
Then we just go on a chapter and chapters.
所以我们从一章一章这样读下去。
As we go on in the book of Genesis, that each time we spend more time reviewing.
所以我们这样一直读下去的时候，每次我们就会花更多的时间来复习。
And we have less time to cover new materials.
我们就有更少的时间呢，要读新的。
So then the material we can cover is getting less and less and less.
所以每次我们要读的新的章节就越来越少。
By the time we got to Genesis 15,
当我们到来了创世纪第15章的时候
，That night, our brother went over from Genesis to 15. The time is up.
当我们的弟兄从第一创世纪第一章到第十五章的时候，时间已经到了。
Then we went home.
所以我们就回家了。
The next time we come together.
所以下一次我们再来的时候。
And we start with Genesis 1-1.
我们再从创世纪第一章第一节开始。
It's no different. This time we harness up by the time the terror and the great darkness.
所以当这次也是一样，当这个惊人的大黑暗我们读到的时候，时间又结束了。
Then we come back again.
我们下一次再重新来。
And the brothers start with Genesis 1-1.
弟兄要从第创世纪第一章第一节开始。
Then we stop at the terror and great darkness.
我们也是同样是读到这个惊人的大黑暗的时候，时间就结束了。
So we're very perplexed.
所以我们里边感觉到非常的没有办法。
So we said to each other, tonight we're going to hear about Terror and great darkness.
所以我们就对彼此说，今天晚上我们要再次听见那个惊人的大黑暗。
Brother and sister, we never pass the terror and great darkness.
弟兄姐妹们，我们没有办法逾越那个惊人的大黑暗。
But that's the wisdom of the Lord.
但是那是神的智慧。
You know, the first 15 chapters of Genesis is the foundation of the Bible.
因为创世纪头十五章乃是圣经的根基。
In God's wisdom, that we heard that 15 chapters over and over again.
所以在神的智慧当中，我们一次再一次的重新听见复习创世纪的头十五章。
We don't need to go over 16, 17.
我们不需要进入第十六、第十七章。
Because That first 15 chapters lay a very good foundation for us.
因为这头十五章已经给我们立下了非常美好的根基。
We need to go back to the message.
我们要回到我们的信息当中。
Abraham never really passed through the animals.
亚伯拉罕并没有从这些动物中间经过。
Because Abraham was in deep sleep.
因为亚伯拉罕在那边沉睡了。
And later, in verse 17, it came about when the sun had set, then it was very dark, and behold, there, appeared a smoking oven and flaming torch which passed between these pieces.
所以第在第十五章第十七节讲到说，日落天黑，不料有冒烟的炉，并烧着的火把从那肉中经过。
The smoking oven and flaming torch was the Lord.
这个冒烟的炉和烧着的火把就是我的主。
The Lord passed through the animals.
所以主从这个这些动物中间经过。
But Abraham didn't.
但是亚伯拉罕并没有经过。
So this covenant between God and Abraham was signed only by God.
所以在这个亚伯拉罕和神立的这个约中间，只有神签了字。
Abraham never signed the covenant.
亚伯拉罕在这个约当中并没有签字。
How can you have a covenant that only one side signed that covenant?
你怎么有可能有一个约是只有一方签了字呢？
Have you ever heard a covenant only signed by one side?
你有没有听见过有任何的约是只一方签了字呢？
This covenant will be fulfilled by God, and by God only, does not require any contribution from Abraham.
因为这个约只是神，并且只有神自己来完成，亚伯拉罕不需要贡献任何。
And this covenant was called the promise.
因为这个约叫做应许。
The promise is the covenant signed by one side.
这个约叫做应许的约，只有一方签了字。
The promise is a covenant signed by God and by God only.
应许就是这个约只是神自己签了字的约。
God will see this promise to be fulfilled.
因为神要看见，要保证这个约来完成。
Regardless what happened to Abraham, regardless what happened to his son and his descendants.
不管亚伯拉罕，他的儿子，他的子孙做了什么，神都要完成这个约。
And the law, who came 430 years later, does not invalidate a covenant rectified by God.
神所在所立的约不能够被430年之后的律法所消灭。
So thank God there is another covenant.
所以我们感谢说神那边还有另外一个约。
Called the promise.
这个约叫做应许。
But here come another problem.
但是我们有另外一个问题。
You know, we signed the second covenant.
我们签了第二个约。
So we're in trouble.
所以我们都进入了麻烦。
But God signed both covenants.
但是神签了两个约。
He is in trouble too.
他也把自己放在麻烦当中。
What was his trouble?
他的麻烦是什么呢？
Because we signed the second covenant.
因为我们签了第二个约。
So we violated the second covenant.
但是我们已经违反了第二个约。
If God wants to fulfill the second covenant, must be put all of us under a curse.
如果神要完成第二个约，他必须把我们所有人都放在咒诅之下。
But if God put all of us under a curse to fulfill the second covenant, then he cannot fulfill the first covenant.
但是如果神把我们所有人都放在因着第二个约放在咒诅之下，他就不能够完成第一个约。
Because the first covenant is a promise.
因为第一个约是个应许。
It will be fulfilled regardless what we did or we did not do.
因为不管我们自己做了什么，没有做什么，他都要成全第一个约。
He signed both covenants.
他两个约都签字。
He need to make sure both covenants are fulfilled.
所以他必须要把两个约都成全。
How can God do that?
神怎样来做这样的事情呢？
He cannot fulfill the second at the same time fulfill the first.
他不能够在成全第二个的时候同时也成全第一个。
If he go ahead with the first, then he violate the second.
如果他完成全了第一个，那他就要违反了第二个。
At the fullness of the time come.
当时候满足的时候，
God sent forth his only son.
神赐下了他独生的儿子。
To die on the cross.
要在为我们死在十字架上。
On our behalf.
为我们死在十字架上。
When Christ was crucified on the cross.
当耶稣基督钉在十字架上的时候，
Christ became a curse for us.
基督就成了我们的咒诅。
Because curse is everyone who hangs on a tree.
因为圣经记载说凡挂在木头上的都是咒诅。
Having become a curse for us, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
他既然为我们成了咒诅，就把我们从咒诅当中救赎出来。
Then the second covenant was fulfilled.
所以第二个约也可以成全了。
But because we were redeemed from the curse of the law.
因为我们已经从咒律法的咒诅当中被
拯救。And the first covenant was also fulfilled.
第一个约同时也成就了。
Crucify Christ on the cross fulfill both the first and the second covenant at the same time.
钉在十字架上的基督为我们同时成就了第一个约和第二个约。
Our God is a covenant keeping God.
我们的神是守约的神。
He kept both promise and the covenant.
他向我们守了他的应许和他的约。
According to God's promise, on the day of Pentecost, God sent forth the Holy Spirit.
按照神的应许, 在五旬节的时候, 神赐下了圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the blessing of Abraham.
圣灵就是亚伯拉罕所带领的。
By faith, we are sons of Abraham.
借着信心, 我们就成了亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And the Holy Spirit is for us.
圣灵为我们工作。
We are no longer under a curse. We have a blessing in our heart.
我们就不再是在咒诅当中, 在我们的心中有个祝福。
This is how the cross redeems us from the curse of the law and brings us into the blessing of Abraham.
这就是十字架怎样把我们从律法的咒诅当中解救出来, 带我们进入亚伯拉罕的应许。
And the third aspect,
第三个方面,
from the slave to the adoptions as sons.
要把我们从奴仆变成
If the law is to us is a curse,
如果律法对我们来讲是一个咒诅,
then we will have a question in our heart.
但我们心中就会有一个问题。
And just like Galatians has had the same question.
就像加拉太的信徒有同样的问题。
So in the verse 19 of chapter 3, they ask, why the law then?
所以在第十九节，三章十九节说，为什么？神他们就问。
If our God is covenant keeping God.
如果我们的神是一个守约的神,
He will keep His promise to Abraham no matter what.
他就要向亚伯拉罕所施的应许守约。
Why do we need the law?
我们为什么还需要律法呢?
There is no one can abide by the law anyway.
因为没有人能够遵行律法。
If we're given the law, we're under the curse.
如果我们得到律法, 我们就在律法的咒诅之下。
Therefore, the Galatians ask this question.
所以, 加拉太的信徒就问这样的问题。
Is the law then contrary to the promise of God?
律法是和神的应许相反的吗?
Paul said, may it never be.
保罗告诉我们说断乎不是。
Brothers and sisters, the law and the promise are not contrary to one another.
弟兄姐妹们, 神的应许和律法 并没有矛盾。
So what is the purpose of the law anyway?
所以那个律法的目的到底是什么呢?
Simply stated, the purpose of the law is to fulfill the promise.
简单地说, 律法的目的就要是为了完成应许。
What is the promise?
应许是什么?
The promise is about a land and a seed.
应许是关乎一个地业和一个后裔。
By the revelation of Father that Paul discovered, the seed is a person.
借着天父的启示, 保罗发现那个后裔是指着一个人。
It's not about many, many descendants, about a single seed.
不是指到许多的后裔, 乃至指到只有一个。
So the promise is a land and a future seed that will inherit the land.
是讲到一个地业, 一个将来的后裔要承受这个产业。
In order to fulfill this promise, we need a seed.
为了能够成全这个应许, 我们需要一个后裔。
This seed from Abraham.
这个后裔从亚伯拉罕出来的,
which is Christ,
就是基督。
And this seed will establish a new covenant with us.
乃是这个后裔为我们成就了一个新的约。
But the seed will not come at that time.
但是在那个时候, 这个后裔还没有来到。
The seed will only come at the fullness of the time.
只有到时候满足的时候, 这个后裔才能出现。
Therefore, God has to prepare His people for the seed.
所以神必须要为着准备，要在他的民中准备这个后裔。
Therefore, He put His people in the custody under the law.
所以他就把所有他的选民圈在律法之下。
Being shut up to the face which was later to be revealed.
并且要把他们和将来要启示出来的信心隔绝了。
Therefore, the law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ so that we may be justified by faith.
所以律法就成为了我们蓄谋的师父, 把我们带进基督。
So law is the tutors.
所以律法就是迅猛的师傅。
To tutor us for the seed.
并且要教训我们能够进入这个后裔的应许。
And lead us to Christ.
要把我们带进基督。
In Galatians 4.
在加拉太书第四章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoptions as sons.
即至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得儿子的名分。
Because you are sons, God sent forth the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying Abba Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God.
你们既成为儿子，神就差遣他儿子的灵进入你们里边，你们的心呼叫阿巴父。而且从此之后我们不是奴仆乃
是。It's the Holy Spirit in our heart that will fulfill the law.
所以在我们里边的圣灵要完成律法。
So brother and sister, the law and the promise are not contrary to each other.
所以弟兄姐妹们，律法和应许并不是之间矛盾的。
We often mistakenly think that law and the promise are opposite to each other.
我们常常觉得那个律法和应许好像是对立的。
It really isn't.
但是不是的。
If you think about the Mount Sinai,
如果我们想一想西乃山,
when the law was given to Moses,
律法是什么时候赐给摩西的呢?
The left Egypt on January 15.
他们从正月十五的时候离开了埃及。
They arrived at Mount Sinai sometime in March.
在大约三月的时候他们来到了西乃山。
There are different saying on which exact day they arrived at Mount Sinai.
对于他们具体是哪一天准确哪一天来到西乃山的时候可能有不同的说法。
There is one calculation in the middle of March, there is another calculation the first day of March.
有的是说是在三月的第一或者是其他的时候来到。
If it is the first day of March, then it is 47 days after Passover.
如果是3月1号来到西乃山的时候也就是说他们逾越节之后47天来到了西乃山。
They consecrate themselves for 2 days.
然后他们洁净自己两天。
That's 49 days.
所以49天。
And the next day, Moses went up to the mountain.
第二天之后那一天摩西就上了西乃山。
And that was the 50th days after Passover.
所以那个是在逾越节之后第50天。
If this calculation is right,
如果这个计算是对的
The law was given to Moses 50 days after the Passover.
那摩西神就在逾越节之后50天赐给了摩西律法。
Law was given to Moses on the day of Pentecost.
所以是在五旬节那一天神赐给了摩西律法。
So for 1500 years, the Pentecost reminded God's people God had given them the law.
所以在那1500年的过程当中神一直提醒他的选民神是在五旬节那一天赐给了他们的律法。
But for 1500 years, the Pentecost also reminded them that their failure to obey the law.
也是在这同样的1500年当中五旬节提醒他们他们在神的面律法里边失败了。
But finally on the first Pentecost after the cross,
但是在十字架之后的第一个五旬节
The Holy Spirit came just as promised by God.
像神所应许的那样圣灵降下来。
Finally, the Holy Spirit will come and fulfill the law.
最后圣灵降下来要完全律法。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
we have two tutors.
我们有两个师父。
The first tutor is the law.
第一个师父是律法。
Who taught us from the Mount Sinai all the way to Mount Calvary.
是从西乃山一直到加略山。
Then we have the second tutors.
但我们有第二个师父。
Who is teaching us from Pentecost all the way to the end.
要教导我们从五旬节那一天一直到最后。
And these tutors have the same message.
但这两个师父有同样的信息。
Do not think they have different message. Their message is actually the same.
他们所传的信息实际上是一样的。
The first tutor said, it is no longer us.
第一个师父告诉我们说，不再是我们。
We cannot fulfill, we cannot obey the law.
我们不能够完成，我们不能够遵行律法。
It is the Lord Jesus on the cross.
是主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们成全。
So this is the message of first tutor.
所以这是第一个师父所传的信息。And
the second tutor has similar message.
第二个师父有同样相似的信息。The
message is, it is no longer I.
那个信息就是不再是我。It
is Christ in you.
是基督在我里边活着。It's
Christ that lives in you.
是基督在你里边。You
see, the message is the same.
你看这两个信息是一样的。The
first tutor said, it's not you.
第一个师父告诉说不再是你。It's
the Christ on the cross.
是在十字架上的基督。And
the second tutor said, it is not you.
第二个师父告诉说不再是你。It
is the Christ that's in you.
是在你里边的基督。See,
God is so thoughtful for us.
我们的神实在是为我们想得何等的周全。
He gave us these two tutors.
他给我们两个师父。And
the first tutor point forward to the cross.
第一个师父要把他指向十字架。It's
the Christ on the cross.
是在十字架上的基督。And
the second tutor said, it's still the Christ.
第二个师父也告诉我们同样是基督。But
it's Christ now in you.
乃是现在在你里边的基督。
We thank the Lord for this.
我们为着这个感谢。
How blessed we are.
我们是何等蒙祝福的。
As we understand the purpose of our God.
我们明白了神的目的。
Now we want to see how can we experience the redemption of the cross.
我们要看一下我们怎样能够经历十字架的救赎。
These are the work that has been accomplished for us.
这已经是为我们完成了的工作。
And how can we experience this?
我们怎样来经历它?
Jesus himself provides the answer.
主耶稣基督自己给我们的答案。
And Jesus said in John chapter 3,
在约翰福音第13章, 主耶稣说,
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
摩西在旷野怎样举起蛇,
When the people of Israel died in the wilderness because of the serpent,
因为这个蛇,以色列人在旷野当中死亡。
So they repented and asked Moses to intercede.
所以他们在神面前悔改,要求摩西代祷。
And Moses said, God said to Moses,
所以神对摩西说,
Make a fiery serpent.
要做一个火蛇,
and set it on a standard.
要把它挂在柱上。
And it shall come about that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, he will live.
每个人被蛇咬的, 如果去看这个蛇,
And Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on the standard.
所以摩西就做了一个铜蛇放在柱子上。
And it came about that if a serpent bit any man who he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived.
所以如果任何人被蛇咬了, 如果他抬头看这个铜蛇, 他就得存活。
The eyes of our heart must focus on Christ crucified.
我们心中的眼睛必须聚焦在耶稣基督钉十字架上。
Looking unto Jesus is the way of deliverance at every stage of our spiritual life.
在我们属灵生命的每一个阶段，我们必须仰望主才是我们的拯救。
We look at the Christ upon his cross.
我们要看在十字架上的基督。
Just as Israelites look away from their dire situation to the bronze serpent lifted up in the wilderness.
就像以色列人一样, 他们要把他们的远目, 离开他们可怕的光景, 要注视那个在十字架上的同时。
Brothers and sisters, everything has accomplished for us.
弟兄姐妹们, 所有这些都为我们已经成就了。
All we need to do is to look away.
我们所要做的, 就要把我们的目光转移。
Look away from our wounds.
离开我们, 把我们的目光, 离开我们的伤害。
There's no point to look at your wounds anymore.
不要再看我们所受的伤害。
Looking at your wounds will not help the wounds.
要看我们的伤害的时候, 并不能帮助我们所受的伤害。
Looking away from yourself.
把目光离开我们自己。
Looking away from the people around us.
把目光离开我们周围的人。
Look all the way to the Calvary.
我们一直看到加略山。
When we look at the cross, we look at Christ on the cross.
我们要看十字架，在十字架上的基督。
Then we live.
我们就必存活。
As long as we look, we live.
只要我们去看，我们就必存活。
This is the redemptive work that has accomplished for us.
这就是为我们所成就的救赎的工作。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
how blessed we are.
我们是何等的蒙祝福的一群。
It's not anything that we have ever done.
并不是我们所做的能够做的任何的事情。
It's nothing that we have not done.
也不是我们所没有做的那些事情。
It's not about us.
实际上不是关乎于我们。
Brothers and sisters, this will set us free.
弟兄姐妹们，这个要使我们得到自由。
As long as it's about us, we will never be set free.
如果是关乎我们自己，我们就永远没有自由。
It is about us, we will always be abundant.
如果关乎我们自己，我们永远被捆绑。
Therefore, if we want to be set free,
因此如果我们要得自由，
We must come to this foundation.
我们必须来到这个根基之上。
We need to come to this foundation of the cross.
我们必须来到十字架的根基之上。
Come to see the redemption of the cross.
要看见十字架救赎的工作。
The redemption of the cross says it's not about us.
因为十字架救赎的工作告诉我们不关乎我们自己。
It is no longer I.
不再是我。
Once we see this spiritual truth, it is no longer I, and we will be set free.
当我们看见这个属灵的真理不再是我的时候，要使我们得着自由。
Therefore, we can come before the Lord and we can receive the blessing.
我们就可以来到神的面前接受他的祝福。
It's not about us anymore.
不再是关乎我们自己。
We're so thankful for this salvation and gospel.
我们为着这个救恩，我们为着这个祝福感谢神。
May we never leave this foundation.
我们永远不要离开这个根基。
Especially the young people among us.
特别是我们中间的年轻人。
It's, we'll never leave this foundation.
要永远不要离开这个根基。
It's not about us.
不再关乎于我们自己。
It is about the work of the Christ on the cross.
乃是关乎基督在十字架上的。
Then we will always be free.
我们就永远能够得到自由。
We will never be in bondage.
我们就永远不要再被捆绑。
We thank you, the Lord.
感谢主。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you again for our time together.
父，我们感谢你在给我们这段时间的。
And we still will continue to subject ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
我们要继续把我们自己放在圣灵的手中。
We pray the Holy Spirit will continue to be our tutors.
我们愿圣灵继续是我们的保惠师。
So the word in the scripture.Will be a lamp to our feet.
愿圣经的话成为我们脚前的灯。
Father, I prayed that you set us free.
父，我们祷告，愿你让我们得着自由。
Set us free once and for all.
让我们一次永远的得着自由。
Will be established on this firm foundation.
让我们建立在这个稳固的根基之上。
We understand the promise you made with Abraham.
我们感谢你借着亚伯拉罕所设立的应许。
It's not about us.
不再是关乎我们。
It's your promise.
是你的应许。
And this promise will be fulfilled.
这个应许一定要实现。
So we'll never leave this foundation.
我们要不永远不离开这个根基。
We'll always be free.
我们就永远得着自由。
Free to worship and thank you.
我们能够自由来敬拜你，感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen. Amen.